John P. Lightning!
Yes!
Well, hi, y'all. John P. Lightning of the 11L Network and Radio New York International, also known as 11LRNI. There was insufficient time on our last show on March the 30th to mention something I wanted to discuss, that being Bill Maher, who the day after that show was set to meet with Deadbeat Donald at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And he did. By the way, link to that show's audio is at the bottom of this Facebook posting. At the bottom. Indeed, Maher became a bottom, so to speak, to Deadbeat Donald on Monday. Now, I know near nothing about this meeting and could give a flying willenda. That he accepted Deadbeat Donald's invite, that alone banishes him from further consuming any more of my limited lifetime. Bill Maher, another appeaser, another bridge between fascism and assholes everywhere. Although I'm sure Bill thinks his one-off was one small step for what? Some type of reconciliation?
But Johnny, it's better for us to talk with those we oppose. I mean, that's a good thing to do whenever possible, when it might be potentially efficacious.
Well, quite often it, I guess, truly can be. But not with this rights-robbing crook, con man, and cretin we so foolishly allowed to take the cons, so to speak. Again. Again. Maher's meeting with it will not bring us together. It will not result in peace in our time. In real time. Not a possibility, Billy boy. And now, this is going to make many happy to hear. Fuck Bill Maher Alongo. I am finished with that traitor to what he claimed was his politics. The words sell out will not just mean a full house at future Bill Maher shows. I am sick of appeasers, especially appeasement by those who should know better, and still prostrate themselves before this repugnant asshole that a desperate and misinformed, underinformed, or malinformed public decided to entrust with our democracy twice. Even G.W. Bush knew better.
Fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
This nation is dumb enough and uninformed enough to elect Deadbeat Donald yet again if he lives to run again. And if he does, he will. As I told those of you conned again by this fascist lowlife, those of you who enabled the end of a flawed but better than anything Deadbeat Donald could offer us way forward, that you would be electing him to 4 minimum more years. And I do not want the White House to be his forever home. I'll gladly settle for a patch of land on his Jersey golf course, perhaps the one conveniently located alongside the late Ivana Trump and whatever top secret documents are sharing her forever home. So Bill, fuck off. And I've mostly enjoyed his work for many decades, and his politics has mimicked mine to a great extent. But accepting Deadbeat Donald's invite to the off White House, Bill, I'll say it again, because I know he's listening. I know he never misses my show. That's right. Never heard it, therefore never missed it. Psst, Bill, sweetheart, fuck all the way off, you pompous, self-important fool. You showed Donald your belly, now you're belly up with me. And some of my pallies and those listeners who obviously had the intellectual drop on me, I know, most all of them do, they have been telling me I've been wrong about Maher for years, because they obviously perceived something about him that obviously escaped me. And they were right. I guess the shtick, the jokes, I guess that kept me from seeing him for who and what he is. I simply wanted to like him. He made me laugh, often out loud, and I made the mistake of liking him. But he has caved in. He submitted to deadbeat Donald.
Ow!
Oh, yeah. Hurt me again, Donald. Do it again.
Ow!
Oh, yeah. To say that is far more accurate than calling him, what, a peacemaker?
Right.
Someone trying to find common ground? Unless that common ground is on his Jersey golf course alongside of...
Well?
Does Bill think that cozying up to deadbeat Donald is going to keep him from vacationing long-term in El Salvador? What harm does he fear he will come to? Seems he thought his meetup would show him to be such a great bridge builder that it alone could help save the nation. Or at least ensure a future for his HBO show. Now in its last season. Well, at least at my home. Sorry, Bill. You have sullied yourself beyond repair. So now you should repair. To America's Hall of People we formerly liked and at one time found relevant. I think it's located in Hollywood. And then fuck all. I mean all the way off, Bill. I'll not be shivering a git about you and your opinions again because I'll be among those not listening. And those who warned me about Bill like years ago, they were right. And in my, I guess, loyalty to someone whose work I've enjoyed for decades, I demurred. I was wrong. And I apologize. Bill is emblematic of why I have few heroes, why I do not venerate any celebrities, perhaps with the exception of, oh, maybe a few musicians and other performers, plus some politically astute commentators and writers. And even they are often coming up suspect. Real Time with Bill Maher. Yeah, it should be renamed Doing Time with Bill Maher. Yes, in the media version of El Salvador, he should be doing time. Although I wonder, what would he look like with his head shaved, stuffed into a big cell with 50 or more other guys? Hey, if there was a video of that, then I guess I would watch Bill Maher one more time. And I thank you for your time.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Your comments, caustic and critical, or congratulatory and complimentary, welcome here on the Book of Face, or by email to johnplightning@aol.com. That's johnplightning@aol.com.
John P. Lightning, it's 11.